Sutherland in Washington. Federal officials are tracking a number of protests being planned next week in the nation's capital and in state capitals across the country.
One website that the feds are monitoring has 1.7 million followers and is calling for upwards of 100,000 people to disrupt the inauguration.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery. Police say 19-year-old Christian Curtis was shot and killed near Longview Court and Old Selma Road around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Greenville Police Department Special Response Team is conducting a training exercise today on Fortdale Road near Gardner Eye Care. Police Chief Justin LaVorne tells us the training will include small explosions. He says you do not need to be alarmed by this, as it is only training. And close to 3,000 Alabamians are currently in the hospital with COVID-19. State health officials tell us confirmed cases are now over 327,000. More than 56,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up. Okay, we have did the drawing for the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card, but you can get in for next week's drawing. Then anybody can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card drawing, gift basket drawing. $600 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones and go to Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, I just wanted to call in and tell you I love your show. I've learned a lot from you over the years. And also wanted to tell you that I love the music you're playing on the breaks.
Joey, did you hear that? That's Joey.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Also wanted to see if I could get in on Sweet Creek.
What do you think, Joey? Since she was so nice to us and she said so many nice things.
I think we can fit her in.
You think we can fit her in?
Yeah.
Okay. Nancy, give me your month and day of birth.
10/3.
10/3, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to stick with that?
What? I'm going to stick with it. Yeah, I've been with it for a long time.
Has it been with you for a while?
Yeah,
it has. Well, Nancy, I've got your name in. When do we do the drawing?
Tomorrow, between 2 and 3.
2:30 to 2:45.
Okay.
Have you been to Sweet Creek? Right.
No, I haven't yet.
What? Come on. Oh, come on now. What? Now tell me, give me 15 reasons why you haven't been to Sweet Creek.
Well, I'm getting really old and I'm pretty laid back in my house and don't want to leave.
Did you know that the Fountain of Youth is actually located at Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, my God, I have to get there.
See? It kind of changed your perspective, didn't it?
And it's
in the form of pecan pies, cakes, and Wagyu steak.
All right.
Okay?
All right, I got you.
Okay, you're in, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our callers are getting more fun now. Lighting up a little bit. Yeah. Okay, we have one more Doug Burns, I believe. Mm-hmm. Impeachment is removal. Impeachment removal from office. There are two separate parts of this, by the way. Listen in.
Let's talk about that, because Mitch McConnell says the Senate won't reconvene early to start the impeachment trial before the president leaves office. So, you know, how does this play out? How does this work with a president who is attempting to be impeached by the Senate, now out of office, wherever he might be? You know, could he be stopped from running from office again in the future? Because it seems like a lot of the conversation is surrounding that aspect of this.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about that, okay? So let's clear it up. The principal penalty per the Constitution is removal from office. So you can only imagine the average person scratching their head saying, wait a minute, this is to remove him from office, but he's already out of office. So, I mean, in terms of jury appeal, in terms of the public, they're going to be wildly confused and saying, I don't understand, totally confused. Where the confusion kicked in is on this question of disqualification from ever running again. People have incorrectly been insinuating, so I'd like to clear it up, that, you know, now that he's impeached, he can't run again and so on. So the law is that in order for that to happen, the president has to be convicted by the 67 senator votes first. Then it's an ancillary or additional penalty of disqualification that gets reached only upon conviction and removal, which, as we just discussed, doesn't imply because he's already removed.
Right.
But it would only get to it at that point, okay?
And the question is it a simple majority vote at that point? Let me go to the phones and go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show on a Thursday.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I know you're going to the doctor again. I'm praying for you. So
thank you.
Everything going to be all right,
I'm sure.
So, yeah. Do you think this impeachment is going to go through?
Yes,
I think. From the judge is very unconstitutional.
Well, the problem is Congress doesn't necessarily abide by the Constitution. I think what they're going to do is they're going to kind of start creating their own rules. Schumer will be in charge. Mitch McConnell will not. I think Schumer's going to say, yeah, we're going to have the hearing on this.
Well, Mitch McConnell has blocked it, I guess, until after the inauguration, I guess.
He said he wouldn't bring it forward before the inauguration, which basically...
Well, does the law say you can impeach the president when he's out of office? Now, unless it's a big crime.
When you read it, it says impeachment is for removal of office. So if he's already not there, then how do you remove him from office? But that didn't matter to the Democrats. You got to remember, abiding by the rules or the Constitution isn't necessarily the Democrats' cup of tea. Now, they blame Trump for being the most unconstitutional president ever. Well, I will have to say that the most unconstitutional body of Congress that I've ever seen is the one that's sitting there now.
I agree. I would agree with that. Absolutely. But like you, somebody said, we'll find out in the goodness of time and see what happens. And, hey, I like to get on Sweet Creek again.
Oh, right. You can take your bike down
812.
There? 812. 812, huh?
Hey, they have that smoked ham again. You need to get you one.
You told me about that, and I need to ask Reed about that.
That's one of the best smoked ham I have had in a long time. Man, that thing was awesome.
How many pounds was it?
It fed 10 people. It's between 8 and 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Big ham. It fed 10 people with ham left over. So,
Is it already cut, or is it just a ham?
No, it's already cut. You can it's in slices at the bottom, and you have to cut some of it
if
you know how to cut a ham.
I love a really good ham with some mustard and mayonnaise and some really good bread.
Mayonnaise?
Hey, don't let
me. All right.
Mayonnaise and mustard are made for each other. And then when they throw a pickle in there, then the ham starts dancing.
Why would you put mayonnaise on ham?
Because that's what you do with a ham sandwich.
How do you marinate your steak with?
What do I marinate my steak with?
Yes, sir.
It's kind of complex, but basically
I'm sure it is. Anybody put mayonnaise on ham, I don't know about that.
Hey,
have a good day, sir.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater out there.
I don't. I'll try it one day. Maybe I'll try it.
There you go.
Hey, you hear? How about the new offensive coordinator Nick Saban has hired?
I don't know who it is. Who is it?
The ex-coach of the Houston Texans.
The ex-coach?
Bill O'Brien.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Not on my radar.
Yep. And Houston Texans had, they had him fired. So he's a loser.
Well, let me tell you what. They call it, you go through the rehabilitation program of Nick Saban. If you think about it, some of his best people have been folks that have been canned.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's remarkable.
True.
The guy that just left to go to Texas, University of Texas, it was UT.
Yes, sir.
He had some real problems. And Lane Kiffin, I mean, all those people were fired and let go and this kind of stuff.
And Nick Saban turning around.
He turns
gave
him around,
another shot.
Yeah, turns around, makes them better than they were, and they are making a hell of a lot more money.
Yeah, because my family in Houston, they said, we cannot believe Nick Saban hired this man. He's a loser. I said, well.
We'll see.
He may not be in this coming season. So
Joey, let me ask you, have you ever taken ham and dipped it in mustard?
Oh, absolutely. And I've actually heard, Clint, that Nick Saban likes mayonnaise on his ham.
I didn't say that.
No, I've heard that. You should try it. It's good.
All right, I'll try it.
Give it a shot.
Have a good day, guys.
Throw a pickle in there. It's the Dan and Joey Cooking and Eating Show.
No, it is good. It was good. Ground mustard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
Nothing is better than a really good spiral ham. Mm. I would go to...
a few things.
But we can know about those. We can know about those in work.
Yeah.
I'm barred in two states from even going and thinking about that. Huh. I outed myself, I guess. Nancy Cordes.
Didn't we already play?
Paul Reed. Paul Reed on Trump video and the legal team. Listen in.
The president responded to the House vote with a five-minute video that did not mention impeachment.
Did not mention.
Again, he took no responsibility for last week's assault on the Capitol by thousands of his supporters, but he told them not to do it again.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement. You're attacking it.
Paula Reed's at the White House. Paula, what else is the president saying?
Anthony, this was the president's strongest condemnation so far after the deadly attacks last week on the U.S. Capitol. But again, it came nearly a week after the fact, and as he's facing criticism from members of his own party. In this video, the president revealed that he has been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on other threats across the country. Now, this video was posted to one of the official White House Twitter accounts. It's one of the few social media platforms still available to the president, who has been banned from several other media outlets this past week. Now, he appears in the video to be trying to shift the conversation from last week's violence to what he alleges are efforts to censor people. But it's important to note, he recorded this video just yards from the White House press briefing room, where he can broadcast around the world at a moment's notice. Moving into impeachment proceedings, right now it's unclear who is going to represent the president, his previous legal team, White House counsel, and his personal attorney, Jay Sekulow. They say they will not be representing him this time around.
The tone that she said that in was, we're not going to be representing him, like, we don't want to represent him, versus, we haven't been asked to represent him. The tone was a little weird there. Red Top, hang on, going to a break, coming back to you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You're wild.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away.
272-9228.
I'm still standing.
Joey, have you gotten your stationary boat yet?
I did, actually.
Is it direct deposit?
No.
Nope. Sent you a big old fat check.
Oh, yeah, it's all fancy. You have to give it right back to him.
Did Donald Trump get from Donald Trump written on the bottom of it?
I don't think I noticed it on that one.
Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Have you gotten your $600?
Not worried about it. It's just ridiculous. All of it's ridiculous. All these government checks and all this.
Oh, come on. There's a government money tree, and all they have to do is go in and shake it, and they can take care of all this.
Yeah, it's just a roundup you have to drink to get cash to check, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're just one big toxic substance. The observation of the German, French, and BBC about this whole thing is amongst all three of these broadcasts yesterday was that it's very destructive what the Democrats are doing, that really the impeachment has no long-lasting effect, and there's really nothing to convict the president on, and it doesn't really have much standing on a permanent level to them, and they feel it is really, really dividing the country extremely. This is the way these three European countries view it. And they were all pretty much singing the same song yesterday. And that they're not like the American news. They don't all say the same thing all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of surprised, but the only people that reported was Fox, that the media hadn't said anything about this. They always say, we need to restore the United States to the wholesome nature in relationship with our European partners. Well, they've got it wrong. Europe actually likes what Trump is doing, and the NATO.
Yeah, there's nothing to restore.
The media is the reason we are where we are right now.
Yeah, just like the economy doesn't need to be rejuvenated. It has been. We still have to deal with everybody getting sick, but the economy bounced back at an incredible pace. And Donald Trump did not tell these people to go down there and ride on the Capitol.
No, they're making it up. And again, what they're doing is what they're accusing Trump of doing, exactly what they're doing. They're lying to the American public. They're lying
to
them.
And you know what? The Senate better not convict Donald Trump. This is going to be the death of the Republican Party, and they will deserve to die. So, up to them. They already screwed all the American people when they didn't get rid of Obamacare, when they had the majority. The Democrats aren't going to mess around with the majority. They're going to do stuff with it.
Yep.
So they got a lot of reckoning to do. I don't know what they're going to do. So they better get it straight. Maybe it's good that Mitch McConnell has taken a week or so to think about it, don't you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm a little worried about Mitch McConnell and what he said. Something seems odd afoot here.
Yep. Well, he's got his own coffin right open in front of him. He wants to lay in it, have that vote against Donald Trump, and he will be in the coffin in 6 years.
Well, that's six years is a long time. And he may not run in 6 years. I don't see him running in 6 years. He's really going to be old then.
Well, it doesn't seem to matter any damn more in Washington, D.C., does it? How old you are, because just that all the people up there are very old and or very young. It's not much of the middle ground working. So we'll have to see. But I just feel they've made another huge mistake, and it's just as even more ridiculous than impeaching Donald Trump over the phone call.
Let me tell you something. They are taking a moment, a tragedy, and they're capitalizing on it.
Never waste the opportunity. There's a certain phrase that they used to take advantage of these disastrous situations. They want to keep it that way. That's why when the Democrats are blue and they give you the blues. So I'm so glad to be from a red state. We got Space Command. The hell with all them people. Let's go to Moon and Mars. And maybe we should build a wall around Alabama. Roll Tide, go Trump, guys.
Thank you. Speaking of which, Joe Concha is going to be talking about government controlling the media, based on an AOC statement. Listen in.
Tech faces backlash for censorship, as we have detailed. Some progressive Democrats are taking it one step further, pushing a new initiative to rein in the free press.
There's absolutely a commission that's being discussed. Several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. We're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation.
Fox News contributor and media opinion columnist for The Hill, Joe Concha, joins us right now.
How's it going?
It's going okay, although I'm a little troubled by that kind of suggestion. Rein in the media? Okay, she can say that, but who would decide what media gets reined in?
Right, let's unpack this proposal. She wants to basically establish a ministry of truth. We've all read 1984, yep. And you know, to determine what is truth and what is not. So who sits on this committee exactly, I'm curious, that she's talking about? Eric Swalwell? Adam Schiff? Because they seem to have some challenges when it comes to telling the truth. And how does Ms. Ocasio-Cortez define truth exactly? She was asked in a CNN interview, this is a couple of years ago, after she was fact-checked on some very dubious claims about those particular claims, and she said, quote, "People want to really blow up one figure here or a word there. I would argue they're missing the forest for the trees. I think there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, semantically correct than being morally right." Oh, so it's not about being factually correct. It's what she sees as being right and wrong from a moral perspective. So, look, let's say if I want to argue against defunding the police or adding two states, which therefore would add four Democratic senators, does that make me morally wrong? And therefore, do I have to testify before this committee? Am I pulled off the air? So this is the type of thing where when you have a democratically controlled Washington, Congress, Senate, and White House, this sort of thing in terms of government regulating speech to stay in China or stay in North Korea or, I don't know, in 1984. It's just actually stunning how many people are ignoring the statement she made.
It's, you know, when they talk about the minders in 1984, it's that's it. It's going to be, if you don't think the way we think, then what you're saying is wrong and is against the state and is against the government. So you got to, if you believe that, you either need to be reprogrammed or we need to remove you from all of this. And do what they're doing in China is they're basically going to cut items out for you, like your ability to fly, because you're too much into speak against the government. And so you can't get on an airplane. And I'm telling you, folks, don't think this is that far-fetched. This is where they're going with this. This is where they're going. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Mars Show after this.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away.
The Dan Morris Show.
You know I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Today could be close to the nicest day we've had in the new year so far. Good bit of sunshine. I think we're headed for around 60 for a high temperature. That's not bad in January, especially considering where we've been here lately. Tonight, increasing clouds. Chance of an isolated shower late tonight or early Friday morning as a front sweeps through the area. Low tonight, 40. Breezy tomorrow with a high temperature up to around 53. We'll see freezing temperatures Friday night and Saturday night, and Saturday's high will only be in the upper 40s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
But if you try sometime, it just might find. It just might find.
You can talk to me. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America. I just have a kind of a, maybe a stupid question, maybe a best question all day. Is the internet a private or a public access?
Is the internet a private or a public access? That's a great question. It's a, what you do is you go to an internet service provider. So, for example, mine is WOW. So I connect my modem. I connect my modem to them. They give me access, and then they are on a bigger network than everybody else is on, and that's why you write in www World Wide Web, which was originally a Defense Department mechanism back in the 90s.
Okay. Now here comes the questionable part. If I'm not allowed to be on the internet, which is public. Can I also not be allowed to buy gas to get on the internet?
Well, it's not that you're not allowed to be on the internet. It's that you're not allowed to be on Facebook or on Google and things. In other words, these different businesses that own platforms that are out there, they're stopping people from being on their platform. Or Apple is stopping you from downloading a particular type of app. They are erasing that app. So you can still use your Apple phone, but you just can't get to a parlor app on your Apple phone.
All right. So if I... Excuse me if I stutter, but if that be the case, then there's a possibility that somebody that sells gasoline could not sell gasoline to me for me to get on the interstate. Is that, am I just making that up?
Or is, well, that, now you get into to the motivation and why, and are you doing it because of what reason? You know, when Woolworths denied young black African-Americans here in Montgomery to eat at the restaurant counter, they were denying them because of their color, their skin. What we're now down to is we're denying people because, and I've said this on the show a million times, we're denying people access because of what they believe.
Okay, because of thought. Yeah, okay. So they're thinking, and they don't like the way they think, so therefore they can take them off the
They don't like the way they think and what they say, which could apply to someone like me and or Joey.
Okay, well, good luck. I hope you and Joey get to stay on the air and don't get thrown out. And, you know, again, God bless America, and I hope we all stay safe.
Me too.
Have a great day, man.
Thank you. That's a fairly good question. We like good questions. Joe Concha, finish him up. People giving disinformation, that's what we're getting now down to. Stopping those people because they're giving disinformation. In whose opinion? The minders.
One of the things she said as well was she just wants to make sure that people can't spew disinformation and misinformation. Let's go back in history. People were spewing misinformation or disinformation or simply spinning it to their side of thinking since we arrived in this country.
Yeah, politicians spin from time to time, right? For example,
just a little.
Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, she was asked, this is pre-pandemic, do you give President Trump any credit for the record low unemployment that we have?
Listen,
and she said, with a straight face, the only reason why unemployment is so low is because people are working two jobs, mm-hmm. which at last check, that's not how unemployment works, the number of jobs that you work. But again, the fact that she's going to get away with saying this, and all the people that were screaming about a free press and free speech over the last 4 years, I've been awfully silent so far because the 11th commandment, apparently, Steve, is thou shall not criticize the congresswoman from the 14th district of New York.
Thou shall not. Ever. It's going to be, and how the press is going to handle this, because they seem, from watching CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, and CBS, they don't seem to have any problems with the thought police concept of this whole thing. And actually, MSNBC has somebody on talking about, well, that's where I first heard the reprogramming. We need to reprogram these people. And the fact that they're not even saying a thing about that, that should scare the nyeh out of you. But speaking of scaring the nyeh out of you, Major Garrett is up to bat here on Trump's second impeachment. Listen to the tone.
The president for months stirred doubt and anger over a supposedly stolen election. He whipped up his supporters to fight like hell, storm the Capitol, and now he's condemning violence. What's his calculation here?
His calculation, quite simply, Tony, is to try to preserve what remains of his legacy as president so it's not incinerated before the public's eyes by a second round of violence perpetrated by his own supporters. Mayhem, vandalism, and violence. The president said he's been briefed. This city is completely on edge, more so than any inauguration or preparations for inauguration I've covered since 1993. The sense of threat is very real, not just in this nation's capital, but in capitals around the country. And that's because of what you said. The president has stirred up and continued to incite for weeks upon weeks upon weeks. And he has got to try to find some way to get control over that if he can. And if he doesn't, all of the blame will be on him and his supporters and, by extension, the Republican Party. And Republican leaders in Washington are imploring the president, do whatever you can to tamp this down, if you can. And that's where we are.
By the way, the and you're going to hear it, hopefully we'll get to this other report, but Mitch McConnell basically has said, look, if something happens and you're anywhere a part of it or not doing something to stop it, then the impeachment thing may not go well for you. And that's what I'm worried about, is that something happens and Trump gets the blame for it, even though he had nothing to do with it, because he didn't do enough to try to stop it. And I could see this going kind of wrong for Trump. And I could see, I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, that, you know, they literally were asking for 50 caliber machine guns, literally, and 20 plus thousand National Guard troops armed. Seeing somebody running to the Capitol being taken down by a 50 caliber machine gun, that would make the nightly news. So let me stay with Major Garrett here. Trump is on a knife's edge with impeachment. Listen to this.
So let's talk about those leaders in the Senate. The president has been impeached. It would now take 17 senators in the Senate to convict and remove him from office or censor him, since he'll already be gone. Are there 17 senators who could do that? And Mitch McConnell has said he'll consider it. Where do you think he'll come down?
17 Republican senators on top of the 50 Democrats. Correct. Would be assumed to vote for removal from office. But as you said, he would be out of office. This is all about the things that you would hold after being president. And could you ever run again? Those are real threats to Donald Trump and former President Trump, which he will soon be. And all of this, I'm told, Tony, is about the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell signaling to the president, this is a live option, this is a real threat to you, and your post-presidency could be severely limited, not only in whether you could run again, but all the emoluments that come with it, all the benefits you get as a former president, if you don't stay within the guardrails in the remaining time you have in the White House and do everything you can to prevent a second round of violence. This is the majority leader's way of saying to the president, I haven't made up my mind. This is a live thing for you, and you better take it seriously. And I know that Republican leaders will take every single utterance they can get from this president, video or otherwise, to try to tamp this down.
And the Democrats will do anything to accentuate it. And that is the scary, scary part. I mean, particularly after listening to what they were saying yesterday, the white supremacists in the White House, the white supremacists must go. I mean, that lady was just off the charts. So finally, Biden cabinet versus the Trump impeachment. Can they do it at the same time? Listen.
Major, a lot of people are expecting the Biden administration to come in with Congress in their control and pass things to help the American people. How does impeachment upset that agenda?
Impeachment is real. It's an institutional response to an attack on Congress by the executive branch. Joe Biden knows that as an institution, Congress cannot ignore that attack. It had to do something. Impeachment was the remedy chosen by House Democrats. The Senate will have to have a trial. What he can hope for is that the Senate can walk and chew gum at the same time, do two things at once, confirm his cabinet appointees, start considering legislation, and conduct the impeachment trial. Let's be honest, the impeachment trial is not that heavy a lift. Everyone saw what happened. Everyone can make a judgment about what the president said and how that related to the violence that occurred at the U.S. Capitol. It's not a complicated case. It won't take that much time. Incoming Biden administration knows it has to be done, and knows it also has important work for the country to deal with. But it will start in the House, and once it gets to the Senate, the Biden administration will push the Senate to do two things at once. Do the trial, and do the legislation and the confirmation.
So we'll have trial in the morning, confirmations in the afternoon. It's going to be really interesting to watch John Roberts in this whole thing to see how he handles this. Now, let me hit another area here. There's a representative from Florida named Mass. He has lost both of his legs from a improvised explosive device. And he's a sharp guy. I think he's a ranger. Very sharp guy, very patriotic. He did a speech on the floor, and we're going to hear part of the speech on the floor. And he basically asked the members a question. Did they bring anybody here to talk to them of what they said, why they did what they did? Anybody tell them to to go in and be destructive. And he pauses and waits for an answer. I'm leaving the pause in here so you can kind of feel it. It was a great piece of being on the floor of the House. This is Representative Mast of Florida.
Yesterday, Brian Mast, a congressman from Florida, he is a veteran. He fought in Afghanistan. He stepped on an IED and lost both of his legs. He's such a hero and a patriot. He was there on the House floor, and this is what he had to say to his colleagues.
On January 6th, thousands broke the law by taking siege of our Capitol here with us inside. Has any one of those individuals who brought violence on this Capitol been brought here to answer whether they did that because of our president? It appears I will receive no answer. I will yield my time back to the gentleman from Ohio.
Pretty powerful. Let's bring in retired Army Very Ranger, powerful. Florida GOP Congressman Brian Mast. Good morning. What was the message you were trying to send there? What were you asking for? And then you did that 27 seconds of awkward pause just to prove the point. And you heard a few people saying no in the background.
The message was simple. You have 430 plus members of Congress, they're responsible for making the highest laws in the land that pertain to all Americans. And they're about to vote one way or another on whether the president incited other people to do something. And there wasn't one of those members that could say they had heard any questioning of the people that were said to be incited. Nobody was asked, did you do this because the president? Did you do it because of something he said a year ago or something somebody else like Giuliani said on January 6th? Did you go there because of the president, but violence was your own thing? Did he tell you to be peaceful? Nobody can say that they spoke to one of those individuals. And that's got to be the most dangerous precedent for this body to set, to say, if you're an American out there, this is how we're going to hold you accountable for inciting somebody else. We're not going to bother to ask any questions at all. We're just going to jump to a conclusion and rush to judgment. So that is wholly un-American, wholly in opposition to the due process that every American is owed. And I think it was wrong.
You guys need to keep an eye on this guy. He was the other thing that this guy did, and it was one of the things that really caught my attention, is after the Republican National Convention at the White House, and they were leaving. He has two metal legs that look like Joey, whatever his name is, on Fox and Fox News that lives in Atlanta, who's the old EOD guy. He was sitting there being harassed by people as a veteran who lost both his legs, and he just kept walking straight through them. And I went, this guy, I like this guy a lot. He didn't back down at all. So this is somebody to keep an eye on. Somebody to keep an eye on. I can see him moving up in the world. Going to be back with more of Representative Mast right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage. And here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Interesting. I want to say that, the Fannie Mae announcement. It's going to have a factor. The stock market has moved around based on this minutiae. The Secretary of Treasury is about to make an announcement on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and those are the lending government underwriters for FHA mortgages and such. So it'll be interesting to see what that is. That might have something to do with interest rates coming up, because the interest rate broke an interesting boundary yesterday of 10-year, which is kind of a bellwether, of 2% return. That's a magic number for them. Let me go back to Representative Brian Mast of Florida. And there was this thing on ABC and some other things. Listen to how he handles this.
Your moment of silence and your question incensed Jake Tapper. He asked this question of you.
We have video, and I was just watching it as they were starting this vote, of the people who were storming the Capitol saying, the president told us to come here.
Right.
That is happening. I mean, that is video. There's video of this. It is just exhibit A of the reams of evidence that we have. There's one other thing I want to share.
But just one other thing. That's relevant. What you're saying right now is relevant because Congressman Brian Mast, mm-hmm. a Republican from Florida, who lost his legs, by the way, fighting for democracy abroad, mm-hmm. although I don't know about his commitment to it here in the United States. He said, did anybody say that?
What was your answer? When did you hear about this? And what was your answer? I know you answered on Twitter, you said, and then he answered you. But first, your response here.
Look, the response is this. Okay, the president told you to come to the people's house. Did he tell you to do it violently? Or did he tell you to go there and cheer people on or what? But it's worth getting to the bottom of before you rush to judgment. And that's the foundation of democracy. And I'm going to say to Mr. Tapper the same thing that half of America is saying right now. Hold me to a high standard. Don't hold me to a double standard. And me asking if any of these lawmakers that are about to vote have gone through any questioning, any hearings, have asked any questions of anybody, that's an appropriate question, and it speaks to the foundation of our democracy. It doesn't diminish it. And I would give this statement to him as well. It is not as important in America, especially today with all the division that we have, that I say, this is what I think about you. We got to get to the point that we're saying, this is why I think something. Now, I can right. say, this is why I think you're wrong, and we can have a real debate. And hopefully you end up learning something about each other instead of just coming away with two people that are pissed off at one another.
This guy's really good. I mean, and Jake Tapper was so out of bounds on what he said. But see, this is the thinking, is that they go, well, they said, you know, we're supposed to be here. He said, come up there. And so they take that with, okay, so he did tell you to come up here and go destroy the place. No, that's not what he said. You heard him say peaceful. So let me continue on with Representative Mast.
I'm sure, Congressman, you would defend Jake Tapper's right to say anything he wants to. And he said that about you. But the last part of it, he was questioning your commitment to democracy. How do you feel about that?
I can say this emotionally. My commitment to democracy, to my country, is unwavering. I love this place so much. It literally breaks my heart to see the divide that exists in it. I love our democracy. For all of our problems, there is no government that I would rather be a part of anywhere in this world. And to strengthen that and keep it strong, we have to ask those questions. It's not the opposite of that, where we don't ask those questions, don't ask lawmakers, did you take the time to ask somebody or interview somebody or have a hearing? That has to be the foundation of having justice, is asking questions and waiting for the answer in silence until somebody gives it to you, or taking their silence as an answer. And that's my response. I love this place.
And you know, when he says that, you can feel it a little bit on the radio, but when you see him on video saying that, you can tell he owns that. He believes that. Now, this is the one I didn't cut. I think there's one place where I know, so watch with the hand signal. Continuing on with Representative Mast.
Congressman Eric Swalwell was interviewed by PBS, and he compared our current president, President Trump, to Osama bin Laden. Listen to this.
Osama bin Laden did not enter U.S. soil on September 11, but it was widely acknowledged that he was responsible for inspiring the attack on our country. And the president, with his words, using the words fight, with the speakers that he assembled that day, who called for trial by combat and said we have to take names and kick I'm comparing the words of a individual who would incite and radicalize somebody, as Osama bin Laden did, to what President Trump did.
What are your thoughts?
I would think that somebody who sits on the Intelligence Committee would take the time to know the history of our enemies, and that Osama bin Laden didn't seek just to inspire individuals. He was an individual that literally planned the attacks in Kenya and Tanzania and the USS Cole bombing and 9/11 and others. He was a planner of attacks, and that's what he's likening the president to, which is totally inaccurate. Again, without any questioning, to continue on the last train of thought, it's absolutely wrong for him to do this. And again, he's just working to try to incite more division in this country.
And you know, it's amazing.
Not only that, is that Osama bin Laden basically got money, got it to the people, had people to go find folks that would go in and do these things, that would go in and execute it, because they were going to lose their own lives. And that's, you know, hey, you, come over here. So it took a particular type of person to go do that. That is so, for Eric Swalwell to say that is so bad, it's unbelievable. Let's see if we can fit this in if they want to come on.
It's Joe.
Joe, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, I used to play sports in high school, and everything that guy just said, I've heard coaches say, I rest my case.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, that's a way to go out.
Indeed.
We got a minute 15, so I won't play another clip.
Yeah, we're done, pretty much.
We're done? Mm-hmm. Put a fork in it, Joey. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and to keep doing this until I get it right. Ray Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.